fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome to Fire on the Earth. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and I want to continue today to talk about a central theme this week of what does it mean to belong to God? We belong to another. You've been purchased, Scripture says, at a price. Jesus has bought you out of slavery. He's brought you into relationship with Him, and then He calls us to follow Him as disciples. If you didn't have a chance to tune into the program this last few days, I encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. The programs are all archived there right on our website. You can download them to whatever kind of device you have that you can listen to them when it's convenient for you. While you're on the website, I encourage you to go check out, we've got a lot of stuff there on the website that could be very encouraging for you. Our two television shows, The Choices We Face, which is a guest-oriented program, very inspiring stuff there. We have those are all archived, as well as the Cross and the Goal programs. Lots of men around the country, guys, who are listening today, and if you're using the programs Cross and the Goal for your small group content, I just want to encourage you to just keep doing it. More and more men are using it. We created 153 programs on themes that really are important for men to be able to lay hold of in our time, and we created a website so that it's very easy to access those. And at the same time, all the questions you might have for small group would be right there on the website for every single program. There's a sort of a manual there that you can figure out, okay, how do I set up a small group? What do I do? How much time should we spend? It's all laid out there for you, so it's very easy. And I want to encourage you, if you're listening to the program today, you're a man who's not been in a small group, I encourage you to look at getting into a small group in your parish. If there's nothing going on, go onto our website, learn how to do it, and start gathering guys around yourself, because this is a time when we need support. You know, a threefold cord, Scripture said, is not easily broken. We need to stand together because we are in a battle. You're in a battle not only for your own life, the life of your marriage, and the life of your family, called to build a domestic church. You're meant to lead in that situation, brothers. Jesus wants to give you the strength and the help to be able to fulfill your role as father, husband, and to do it with confidence. And the Lord wants, through you, through your wife, to bring about in your home the experience of a domestic church, the presence of Christ with you in your home, helping you love each other, helping you understand who you are. And Jesus wants to reveal to your children over time how He's made them, what He's called them to. And you need help in that. These men's groups, small groups can be a great source of strength. So, okay, back to our theme today. We belong to God. I ended the program yesterday talking about the battle and the combat in the life of a disciple and the challenges that our culture kind of put in front of us and how it's easy to be distracted from our fundamental purpose of one who belongs to God. So Scripture exhorts us in different ways to remember what Christ has done for us and to live in that truth. And here's an example, 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5, Paul says, "Examine yourselves to see whether you are holding to your faith. Test yourselves. Do you not realize that Jesus Christ is in you?" What a great question. Do you not realize? Here's a test. He says, test yourselves. Are you living by faith? What does he mean? Are you living with a renewed mind that understands now that when you were baptized into Christ, as I read earlier this week, St. Paul said, "My life is no longer my own. I belong to another. The life I now live, I live by faith in the Son of God." Faith is it's a way of knowing. It's a way of seeing. It's a way of seeing and knowing reality and living in accord by the mercy of God and the power of the Spirit. It's a way of living in accord with reality. And so Paul wants to know, he wants to ask us, are you holding to your faith? One question you could ask yourself, basically he's saying here is, do you not realize that Christ is in you? You might say, oh yeah, sure, but really? Do you know and do you believe, do you trust, do you understand that Christ is in you? He hasn't just come to give you a set of teachings that he hands to you and say, here's the path, follow that. That's not how he saves us. How God the Father, in his plan to save this fallen race of people, of humanity, human beings is for his Son, first to become one of us, second, to reveal to us who we are and who the Father is, third, to die for us, to make it possible for us now to become a new creation, to become sons and daughters of God, to be everything that we're called to be. And how he does that is through his death on the cross, his rising from the dead, his being seated at the right hand of the Father, the beginning of the new creation. We've got to see that. Humanity has a future and a destiny because the Son of God has become one of us, and he's taken us in his own flesh, in his body, the Son of Mary. Jesus passes through death and enters into glory. So he reveals not only in his words and his deeds on earth who we are, but in his resurrection, he reveals that he's stronger than death itself. And he takes humanity with him. He's the new Adam. He's beginning something entirely new. A new creation is born in Jesus Christ. What is that new creation? It's human flesh. It's humanity in God at the right hand of the Father in absolute glory and freedom. This is the desire and longing of our heart, of your heart and mine, our hearts, and it's in us, but so is that fallen dimension of us, and so we constantly try to make it happen here on earth in our own way, in our own power. We have ideas and idols of what it means to be great. We're made, friends, to be great. We're made literally for glory. But we fall for the lie that the glory and the greatness is what we produce here on earth. So we run after power. We run after lots of money. We run after honors in this world and influence in this world, not at the service mainly of others. Some people do, but the majority of what the culture tells you is keep running after the same old stupid idols, money, sex, power, whatever it is, and make sure that you're first. You're first. You're recognized. You're powerful. You're influential. Resist what Jesus calls you to humble yourself. Become a servant. Love God first. The tension is very, very strong. The battle is very, very intense. How do we confront and live in the freedom of the sons and daughters of God in a culture that's constantly serving up the lies? Is that we come to realize greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I don't have to be afraid of the world. I don't have to believe its lies. The anxiety and fear that once dominated my life that caused me to be susceptible to these temptations, to be very inconsistent in how I live my life, to be afraid that I'm going to be left out, that I'm not going to be important, that I'm not going to do something great. Those temptations, Jesus puts those to death. And Paul's saying now, test your faith. Are you living in a way that recalls and remembers and acknowledges that Christ lives in you? He's come to save you. How? By coming to live within you. By coming to lead you from the inside out. To give you a new heart and a new power and a new capacity to live a new way of life. Well, what does that look like? Here's where the church in its wisdom raises up for us time and time again the lives of the saints. The saints are those, they weren't born superstars. They're born human beings just like you and me, with fallen natures, with having to battle the world, the flesh, and the devil. But they're human beings that, by God's grace, the word that came to them, they believed it. Their minds were touched by the power of the Spirit, and they cooperated with that grace so much that they chose the things in life that are truly valuable, not things that are going to pass away. They despised the recognition of this world. They just didn't seek it. It was so utterly unimportant to them because they understood it was all straw, that it's mostly a lie, it's mostly a deception, and it's just not worth much, if worth anything at all. And they said, I want to go for the gold. I want to live a life that's truly valuable. I want to do something with my life. that's going to last forever. And they understood the only way that could happen is to welcome Christ and to completely and radically order their lives with the help of the Spirit, the grace, the teaching of the church, to radically order their lives to Christ's purpose, to his mission, to his will. You see, this is the heart of the battle, friends. This is where the rubber really hits the road. We can think and feel Christian and live totally in the world. I mean, you see the statistics that are out there, poll after poll, shows that a large percentage of baptized Catholics on very significant issues that Jesus has taught on live no differently than the world. And there's a constant desire to accommodate discipleship to the world. It's not really discipleship because you're living under the power of the world and the dominant worldview and the mind and the will, ultimately the enemy. And so at the heart of what it means to belong to Christ and to recognize that, wait a minute, Christ lives in me. He's enthroned, St. Peter said, enthrone the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart. Let Christ rule you. What does that mean? That my mind, my heart, my will, my emotions, I want to bring them under the lordship and majesty of Jesus. And there is a new power in me, Christ in me, the hope of glory, as Paul would say. Christ in you is your hope for glory. Yes, you want to be great. You want to live a life that reaches ultimate fulfillment. God put that desire in you, and that's wonderful. But he also knows without his help, without his son being enthroned in your heart, without the king, the great shepherd bringing you home, you are going to settle for counterfeits. You're going to give your heart to something stupid. That's what we do. Sin. Sin makes us stupid, right? And we end up valuing things that pass away. Like what? Like money, right? And money's a means of exchange and we need it. That's fine. But guess what? It's also a power, and this is where it gets hold of human hearts all over the place. Ah, that's the way to happiness. The more money I have is going to give me more power, is going to give me more capacity to control my life and secure my own safety and distract me and make me happy. It's going to empower me to do whatever I want to do. Now, really, do you think the most powerful people in the world, the billionaires of the world that are constantly talked about and kept track of, do you really think that they're more free than the saints? Do you think what they're doing with their lives is going to last compared to the lives of the saints? It's not. To the degree that they submit it all to Christ, yeah, it could redound into eternity even. But it's not easy for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven, Jesus said. It leads into very confusing works of power that if we're not really yielded to Jesus and we look at money in its proper place, it makes us walk a path to slavery. So understand again today, Paul wants you to take the test. Do I believe and am I living in a way that acknowledges that Christ lives in me? That's the source of my value. That's the source of my power. And that's the source of my freedom and dignity as a human being. God bless you. Have a great day.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, in this year of mercy, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, St. Francis Used Words. St. Francis is really a model of mercy, and he communicated that mercy through both deeds and through words. And Pope Francis reminds us that each one of us is called to do the same. If you'd like a copy of this free booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.